Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While diseases make us feel sick and can be fatal, they are caused by microbes that depend on us to survive. Dana Hawley, assistant professor of biological sciences at the Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, explores why this host dependence hasn't caused diseases to evolve more host-friendly versions.
Most of us have experienced a cold or flu so severe that we literally couldn't get out of bed. This is a key paradox for contagious pathogens. Why make the very host you rely on for spread too sick to leave the house? It turns out that pathogens walk a fine balance. In order to spread, they must reproduce rapidly, generating enough self-copies to maximize the chances that at least a few of those copies end up on a nearby host. But this rapid growth, while critical for spread, also causes the very symptoms that make hosts feel so sick that they are less likely to interact with others. Grow too slowly and you won't have the numbers. Grow too rapidly and your host may not leave the house, or in some cases may even die, taking you with them. We've been studying this balance in a common bacterial pathogen of songbirds called Mycoplasma gallisepticum, or MG for short. Using isolates of the pathogen that were frozen in time and space, we found that MG rapidly fine-tunes the outcome of this balance, depending on how readily it can spread from finch to finch. Where there are high densities of finches, the pathogen can afford to grow rapidly and cause severe illness while still having a good chance of spreading. When finch densities are low, the pathogen causes only mild infection, presumably to ensure that its finch host feels sufficiently healthy to interact and spread the bug. We don't yet know how MG manages to alter its virulence so rapidly, in this case over only about a decade. Although MG can't infect humans, it serves as a useful model for understanding why some pathogens cause more harm than others.
That was Dana Hawley of Virginia Tech. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.